now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, just in case you're just tuning in, we have the great, the one and only Alfred Schaefer, the brother hero of Monica Schaefer. Two heroes there. They both paid the price. They were sent to the gulag in Germany for merely questioning the Hola hoax. Anyway, people, we hold him over for a segment. That's been a great interview. And during the break, we were talking about a couple of things. I'm going to run by Alfred. One thing we mentioned, I won't get into this too much, but it's been said, I forgot who said it, but I think I agree, that the so-called American Civil War, which was not a civil war at all, the Northern government invaded a sovereign nation. The Confederate States of America had broken away as they had their rights in the Declaration of Independence. The Yankees invaded them, and it's been said that was the first Bolshevik Revolution. Because, you know, Abraham Lincoln was great buddies, pen pals with Karl Marx. I don't know if a lot of you people knew that. But it's, like I said, to repeat myself, the first Bolshevik Revolution. Listen, and I'll be there to break. My dream, dear Lord, I was saying, if we the people, I'm saying the United States and Western Europe, but right now I'm going to go straight, I'm going to eliminate the United States. I'm going to go to the current Jew war, trying to stamp out. The Jews are trying to kill as many white people as possible. The people, what does this dude up here in South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, says that the best money we spent, because we're killing them Russians over there. Well, what they want to do, they're extracting the Jew power, saying they want the Ukrainians to kill as many Russians as possible, but they also hate, they probably hate the Ukrainians worse than the Russians. Okay, I was asking Alfred during the break, I'm going to pose these questions again. Alfred, for our audience, is there any way, dear Lord, that our people can ever get it in their head, can come to the point that they realize elections are fraud? There's no such thing as a fair election anymore. And I gave you an incident, an example of how we have a district attorney here in Memphis that was installed by George Soros. Is there any way that our people in Germany, our white brothers in Germany and Austria, will come to grips with our white brothers in Russia? Same kindred, same, they're Christians, you know. I think, you know, Russia had their Saint, Peter the Great, I think Saint Catherine, I think it was in Russia, I'm not positive. But Germany is a great Christian nation. That's by God. I mean, Germany is the home of the great Martin Luther, he who had their Protestant Revolution and Reformation and overthrew the stinking corrupt Catholic Church. Yeah, you know, if I offend any Catholics, I can't apologize if you're being ignorant about what's going on in the Catholic Church. But anyway, Alfred, is there any chance we, the ordinary German, the thinking Austrian, the white Austrian, even the thinking Poles, can come together with our white brothers? If you're white and Russian and Germany, you're pretty much the same blood. Can they ever come together? Bypack, do an end run around these stinking, what we call politicians that have been installed like royalty and ruling over the people that they hate. They actually hate the people they're ruling over. Can we ever get together and overthrow them and form a united Christian, white Christian front, Alfred? Is that possible?
Yes, I believe it is, and that it is. See, the entire death matrix that is so suffocating our Western civilization, as we're seeing now, that is a Jewish matrix. An entire, from top to bottom, from start to finish, it is a Jewish matrix of death, and every component of that death matrix has us always believing that there's no alternative to this death matrix that we are suffering under. And as we understand more and more of what, of who's behind it, all the stuff that's happening, like you're talking about the elections, that the only time that a democratic process can have any validity is if the people who are going to vote on something actually know what they're talking about. It's like, let me just give you a simple example that everybody should be able to understand. A family of, let's say, five, okay, mommy, daddy, and three kids. If this was a democratic family, then in the morning, the daddy might say, okay, kids, it's time to go to school. And then one, you know, maybe Johnny, little Johnny, will say, no, daddy, I want to play today. And then the daddy will say, well, what about you other two kids? And then they say, no, we want to play also. And then it's democratic, so let's have a vote, you know. Well, then the three little kids are going to say, we're going to play, we're not going to go to school. In our civilization as we have it right now, this multi-party democracy, whoever controls the media will control what people think is going to happen, and they basically they will lead the people to believe they are deciding on something, but you will have no successful company where all the employees will vote on how the company is going to be run. The company will be run by those people who are that person who is the most capable of doing that. Otherwise, that company disappears, and because of the incompetence and bad decisions. And right now, this democratic system that we have is producing anything but the most responsible results. I mean, it's a kleptocracy. It's made for the people with money to make even more money and enslave the people is what we're having now. I mean, if you look at the so-called American Civil War, and you look at what happened to the South, the Jews had learned a lot of lessons, or practiced a lot of their techniques or whatever for destroying a people by the American Civil War with so many details, and they used that against the Germans then in what was this, in the Second World War, what they called the World War. So and then before you were saying if we, the white people, will be able to come together, I say yes, we will, as we learn to. As our revulsion for the political, the freaks that are posing as our leaders in the political establishment, as this revulsion grows and grows, we maybe go through a period of great turmoil and sort of anarchy or whatever or chaos, but coming out of that, we will be in a condition where life will be a struggle for pure survival, and that is where we will either use our inherent abilities, our capabilities, and our whatever. And when you are down and out, you know, when you're looking at someone in the face, with who you want to fight with and work with, and who you don't. And one thing I promise you, you will know that you will not want to have the new Negroes from Africa or wherever, or out of wherever slums. Those are not your brothers. Those are not the ones you want fighting with, because they are there. I mean, if I look at listening to some of these podcasts from Dr. William Luther Pierce, where he's describing events that were like 20, 25 years ago, with black on white, the savagery and so forth, and I say this is so much more intense now than it was then, and what he was describing was absolutely atrocious. I mean, evil. So, those people that you said you hate some of these white people for being such Judas goats and so forth, and not doing anything at all for our cause, these people just haven't felt enough pain yet. But they will. They will, in short order, feel the pain that it will take to get them on their feet, understanding what the reality is. It's at that point where we will overcome all our past feuds and our disputes, and understand this is not about some trivial stuff. This is about us as a civilization, us as a race, us as a people.
One quick question,
surviving.
Alfred, before we go, we're almost out of time. How does Alfred Schaefer, how does Eddie Miller, what can we do to get the ball going to start this rejection of the status quo of the politicians? How can we create a rebellion, a revolution, to in Germany's case, to get Germany to unite with Russia, Russia unite with Austria, the states in this? How can we do that? What can we do if you had your ability? How could we do that right now? And we could use the same techniques here in the United States. So what, quickly, because we're almost out of time, what can we do today, right now? What's the solution, Alfred?
Well, right now, it's different for different people depending on their own life situation. But the first thing they have to is learning immunizing yourself against the enemies. Like weaponized control words and all that kind of stuff. And that's exactly what this education is all about. We are doing that which is possible right now, which is educating. Because once people understand that what they have been doing so far is actually aiding and abetting the enemy, then they will begin, standing up to it and changing sides, like coming over to our side. And like at this point in time, the enemy of mankind is actually doing more than any of us can do to get people to wake up, because they are behaving so grotesquely insane that even the people that didn't want to get involved.
Thank you so much, Albert. We're completely out of time.
Yes.
We'll get you on next week, I believe you said. Thank you so much, Albert. We'll be back with you. People, hang on your seat. Come right into this break.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Hello, listeners. This is Big Sister Nancy, and I'm going to start out. Eddie is taking a little bit of a break, and I'm going to start out by saying that we need to do our regular tar and feathering, and my choice for this week are the Republicans who voted against the censorship of Adam Schiff. This is what I'm selecting those Republicans who voted not to censor Adam Schiff. Eddie, I'm doing your job right now.
Hey, when we come back,
too long of a break. We're on now. We're on now. So I want to talk about the fact that this month is the infamous Pride Month. And I have come up with a substitute that we can continue not only this month, but all year long. We're going to have a list of white heroes and heroines. I've made a list. Eddie, you are back, and I guess you've heard what I've said.
Yes, I've stayed too long on the break.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I've got a list here of our heroes and heroines. And number one, I'm going to say Matt Hale, doing 40 years for a non-crime, almost 20 years in solitary confinement. This is the justice that our white people are suffering under, what I call the injustice system. Then you have Yuri Call. He's been in federal hands for 40 years, since 1983, at the shootout in Medina, North Dakota, on February the 3rd of 1983. His father, Gordon, was shot and burned up in a house in Arkansas on June the 3rd. If any of our listeners would like to write to Yuri, I have looked up his current address, and I'm going to give it over the radio because I hope some people will contact him. He has been in the federal prison system for 40 years. And his Yuri Call, K-A-H-L, his number is 045-65-059, and he's at the FCI, Federal Correction Institute, in Pekin, Illinois. And that is 61554, if anyone wants to write to him. That address came off the Internet. I did recently write him, and I wrote to him many, many years back, many, many years ago, back in the 1980s. My third selection for heroes and heroines would be Vincent Renard. I just received a letter from him. He's locked up in Edinburgh, Scotland, awaiting extradition to France. His trial date was actually, oddly enough, June the 8th, but it's been set off until July. In his letter, which I received a couple of days ago, he quotes someone who states that there must always be martyrs. And, of course, just like Monica and Alfred, they are our current-day martyrs, as Vincent Renard and Yuri and Matt have been. Ernst Zundel would be another hero. Sylvia Stoltz, the German Joan of Arc. We don't want to forget people like Randy Weaver, Julian Assange, Larry McDonald, of course, Monica and Alfred Schaefer, Horst Mahler. Actually, he was in the German prison, and he was involved in the Ernst Zundel trial in Germany. And during the time that he has been in prison, he had his leg amputated, and now they're trying to get him back into prison. He's not a young man. I also recently received a letter from a man who's in prison in Canada. Monica told me about him, and I wrote him a letter. Leslie Borey. Now, Leslie Borey is in jail in Canada, and his letter is certainly worth hearing about, but it is a rather long letter. In the letter, he indicates that he became more outspoken when he learned about Monica and Alfred Schaefer's courage. So it's almost contagious, let's put it this way. When people step forward and do something, then other people get up, take up the sword, and they decide, I'm going to do something too. So let's hope that we are encouraging people by some of the work that Eddie is doing. And Eddie's been very, very courageous. I'm going to make a short list here of Paul Fromm, Sister Nancy, who's also been some. Hmm? Well,
so have you.
Thank you. Keep on buttering me up, if you will.
What's Nancy? You're an inspiration to me, kid. You have been. I'd like to say something about Sister Nancy. She has said something. She has the law I try to live by. Sister Nancy does something every day. You can never, when you call Sister Nancy, you're never ever going to get her on the first time you call, because she's always out in the street, a pamphlet, goes to a protest. She's the only person. You know, I know very few. I don't want to throw you off track, Sister Nancy. But Sister Nancy, there are very few men I know that will hop in a car and drive 100, 200, 300 miles, even 50 miles, like, for instance, 90 miles to Ole Miss, to the University of Mississippi. I don't know of a single woman in my whole life that has gone hundreds of miles and don't even sleep in the hotel, sleep in the car. I mean, that is a I don't know anybody else like that on earth, but that's the kind of people that have come on to this broadcast, to come on to the Blood River Radio Institute. It's not just me. It's just not Nancy. It's all of us as a group. But I salute you, Sister Nancy. That's no BS. But I didn't want to throw you off your track of your great narrative. You're doing a great job. And by the way,
thank you very much. And if you just keep on buttering me up, I think there's a reason for that. I think it's to
you
keep
better
me
know
on
it.
Program doing all the research, doing the work.
True.
No, I'm just joking. But anyway, well, I'll continue with a few of these names, and I'm sure there's plenty more of these white people who have suffered. Paul Fromm is certainly he's certainly had a rough time too. The Bundy family.
Oh yes, yes.
They were mistreated certainly by these stupid BLM, Bureau of Land Management. Our people are paid. We're paying the Bureau of Land Management to harass people. Now, what I did this morning, I did call into a number I have, which is certainly available, to call into the White House, and I left a message for Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I think what we need to do is not to always call to complain, which is something I often do, but I called to brag about Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I'll give you a brief description of why I was bragging about her on the telephone and left a message for her and thanked her for her courage. And she really has a lot of guts. Even the Republicans dislike her. But Marjorie Taylor Greene was on a video that I watched, and believe it or not, it was put out by a conservative black. And this video, it was a short video, Marjorie Taylor Greene was laying it on the line. She said, the Biden was talking about $5 billion for the border wall, which we're not going to get. But on the other hand, we have, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, we have sent $113 billion already to Ukraine. And listen to this. This is new information to me. We have been supporting Ukraine to the tune of $1 billion a month. And why do we send it? To keep the government's lights on. To pay their pensions. This is a most, you talk about corrupt, not only is Ukraine corrupt, our government is nuts. We are sending this in addition to the $113 billion, we're sending $1 billion a month to keep the government from collapsing. So anyway, this is put on, it was a video that was put on by a black conservative who was actually supporting what she was saying, and I thought that was quite interesting. But I tell you, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a heroine in my books. And another one who's been recently indicted is this white ex-Marine, Daniel Penny, who accidentally killed some black criminal when he was subduing him in the subway in New York. But Daniel Penny has been indicted. And, of course,
well, he had been indicted.
McMichaels. He's been indicted in New York. And look at the McMichaels serving time for nothing. They didn't mean to kill that black.
Well, Miss Sister Nancy, we're going through a break. I don't know if you heard the music. We hold on. We've got to go to our first break, Sister Nancy. But don't you hold that thought. When we come back, I'm going to make a quick little address. I'm going to go right back to you, Sister Nancy.
liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden launched his re-election campaign with a major rally in Philadelphia today, hosted by union members.
Not a joke, I've been saying this for a long time, long before I ran for president. The middle class built this country, and you built the middle class.
He expressed pride in being the most pro-union president in American history and expressed his anticipation for running again. The event followed his endorsement by the AFL-CIO and Pennsylvania's significance as a crucial swing state in the upcoming election. Severe weather is expected across the southeast this weekend, affecting more than 50 million people. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning spanning from Florida to the Central Plains. Additionally, a Monday heat wave will impact nearly 40 million individuals, prompting forecasters to advise limited outdoor time from Florida to Texas. The Justice Department is filing for a protective order to stop former President Trump from releasing classified documents.
The order will be reviewed by a judge and would allow Trump to only review the 31 documents only while with his attorneys. The filing also could mean the Justice Department won't try to have Trump blocked from accessing the records he stored in his Mar-a-Lago home. I'm Brian Shook.
Russian President Vladimir Putin issued a warning to the West by deploying nuclear weapons in Belarus. Speaking at an economic forum in St. Petersburg, he confirmed the delivery of tactical warheads to the ally. Putin emphasized that while there is currently no immediate need for nuclear weapons, the move serves as a reminder that Russia cannot be strategically defeated by the West. The Supreme Court has delayed rulings on two major issues until Thursday or later. Opinions on cases concerning affirmative action and President Biden's student loan debt relief plan were not released yesterday. Two cases related to college admissions and the use of race as a factor are pending. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, thank you. Family, excuse me. We don't have audience. We have a family here. But before we go back to Sister Nancy, I missed my turn to say this because I had to go get some water earlier, and I totally misjudged my time clock. I'd like to address something I wanted to tell Alfred before he left, Alfred Schaefer. We the people, I'm addressing to our white Christian brothers and sisters in the United States, in Russia, Ukraine, Germany. Here's what I can't believe we hadn't come to this realization already. Get it. And I'm talking to myself, too. Get it out of your mind. Get the thought out of your mind that you're going to change anything by voting. The elections, people, have been rigged for years, probably since I've been born. I can guarantee double damn to you, your vote means squat. I guess it's just repeating whatever people said. We all know the last presidential election between Trump was rigged. But, and I don't know why people hate Trump so much, because, I mean, he's kind of like outdoing everybody else who can be the best Jew. But listen, here's what you got to realize. We the people of the United States, especially the South, we the white brothers and sisters in the Ukraine, in Russia, in Germany, in Austria, in France, especially the white nations, we have to realize that voting is a fool's errand. I mean, I don't know why our people have not come up to this realization already. You're not going to vote anybody. If we could, if our vote meant anything, why would we get these same rotten Satan-worshipping pedophiles in the office like we have here in the United States, in Germany? Have you ever noticed that? We have the scum of the earth that are so-called leading us Neanderthals. So here what we have to do. We have to just don't even think about voting. We have to tell these people in words, phone calls, letters, in our actions in the street, we have to tell them, we no longer recognize your authority, Mr. Senator, Mr. Congressman, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Supreme Court Justice. We do not recognize your authority. We are not going to obey you. We are going to eliminate you if you keep screwing with us. We're going to get together as white Christian people in the world, in the United States, in Germany, in Russia. We're going to stop killing each other for you stinking Jews. We're not going to kill each other anymore in your stinking, corrupted, crumped up, stinking Jew wars. No, sir. We don't recognize your authority. Get the hell out of your parasitic jobs in Washington, D.C. Get the hell out of there. Get out of the government houses in Russia and the Ukraine, or we will get you out. We're going to have our own government. We're going to have our own revolution worldwide, if it's what it takes. But we have to stop recognizing the authority of these parasite bastards. Even RFK, who we put so much stock in, he's come out and he's pledged his total support for this Satan-worshipping, pedophile state, the outlaw cabal, not even a state, the outlaw cabal of Israel. You know, that's true. We have to break free. We'll never, ever get a politician in. Even if we could, by some miracle of God, get a politician in, and he was upright, the 99.999% of other Jews in Washington, D.C. would kill his ass. It always happens. Just like they kill George Lincoln Rockwell. Just like they tried to kill George Wallace. We've got to, I'm repeating myself, we've got to do that. You have to realize there is no Republican, there is no Democrat, there are a bunch of groom the stew whores of Israel. So get it out of your mind. Don't even bother to go vote. But in every way you can, fight these people. Do whatever it takes. Don't pay their stinking taxes. We have to come together. If it's either that or, by God, slavery and all-out nuclear war. So that's my rant right there. Sister Nancy, back to you, dear.
Again, this is something we wanted to bring up. I don't have too many details on it. But the female accountant with Burisma, who was, I think, married. She was married to the owner of Burisma, who died, I don't know when, he died under very mysterious conditions. She was going to be testifying, I believe, as to the corruption of the so-called President Biden and his corrupt family. And oddly enough, she died. Died, I guess she shot herself three or four times or hung herself three or four times or jumped in a, I don't know exactly how she died, but let's put it this way. It sure looks suspicious if she was going to be a whistleblower against our corrupt so-called president and family. How did she all of a sudden happen to die? If she was going to be a whistleblower and expose some of the corruption in Burisma, her husband died mysteriously, and now this female accountant, who was married apparently to the owner of Burisma, she's recently died. I don't know all the details, and maybe we're just assuming the wrong. But it's interesting. There's another whistleblower apparently gone into hiding. And then I think I talked about Tara Reid, who was accosted by Biden when he was, I guess he was a senator. She wants to go and escape to Russia because I guess she's fearing for her life. Nothing new in America. When you tell the truth, you're either going to be behind bars or get killed.
You know, you're also right. So, you know, you mentioned Jory Call. I don't remember the exact date, but I went to, after his dad was assassinated, We went by the feds, and the same feds killed the sheriff up there to shut him up there, and I think it was Izzard County, Arkansas. My brother-in-law, rest his soul, he's 20 years older than me. He knew all about it. The feds came in there and killed. They didn't want Yori Call out alive. Just in case, just a little background here for people that don't know about Yori Call and his dad Gordon. He was what they called the feds would label him a tax protester. He was a World War II hero, Air Force pilot, Air Force man. He earned the Bronze Star. Came back to North Dakota, where he tried to get his farm going. Sister Nancy, you probably know about this bank. The high interest rates of these Jew bankers. They dole out loans to people they want to dole out to. The people that they don't like, they don't get the loans. They were repossessing land and farms. Even Willie Nelson got in on that crap for a time. The tax people got after Willie Nelson. That may be kind of an aside. Willie Nelson used to go around and do all these
farm
concerts.
Aid.
Yeah, farm aid. Yeah, he certainly did. Yori Call and Gordon Call were in like a little caravan. They were leaving a meeting, and they were told that the feds were after them. And sure enough, they started to shoot out. And get this, and I know Sister Monica, I don't know if she said this or not, but Yori was the son. He never even fired a shot. He had to go to prison because the feds shot him all to pieces. And he's been there forever. But that's what, Sister, you opened up a can of worms there, because, one of the things, like I was saying, we have to tell these people we no longer recognize their authority. We're not going to take your bogus fiat currency. That's what Gordon Call and his people were calling for, a rebuttal specifically of the Federal Reserve and the Jew banks. He named the Jews. He certainly did. And, that's what he was preaching. And he was getting a big following, and they were kind of afraid of him. So, that's what happened to Yori and Gordon. And when Gordon escaped to Arkansas, that's when he was killed there. And I don't know if you remember this. This is another kind of aside. We used to have a guy named Officer Jack McLam and Lieutenant Colonel Bo Greitz, mm-hmm. who used to come on the show when I was with the political cesspool. But mm-hmm. Officer Jack McLam carried a task force of about 12 current and former constitutional sheriffs to Arkansas to do an investigation over there. That was a big thing, but I would like to load the people about that. I would like to encourage them to go ahead and write Yori Call. Another thing, you mentioned the Bundy family. We probably should get Sam on to talk about them, because Sam worked them. I'm 99% sure Sam Bushman, who owns Liberty News Radio, he was hot on the job there. He was reporter in the field when all that stuff was going on with the Bundy family. He was over there. There was some kind of wildlife refuge over there. There was some kind of a shootout and holdup there. But you're absolutely right. These people that you've mentioned deserve our admiration and our respect. I would love to get Marjorie Taylor Greene on the show, but there's no way in hell she'd probably ever come on. Do you think she would ever have courage to come on Blood River, Sister?
To say, it's really hard to say, because we are just a little bit radical.
And people say that we're radical and hardcore. I know we're going to a break, I heard that, but in my opinion, radical and hardcore is if you tell the truth first time, every time. Folks, be right back after this break.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, y'all are the wings. Y'all are the wind beneath our wings. I think that's what they said. What they call it, a chick flick back in 2000. Now, what was it? 1990s. My wife, I remember watching that show. Anyway, listen, I'm going to go to an article right quick, like before you go back to Sister Nancy. I'm going to go back to we have a friend who's a friend and a supporter. He's a Yankee, and let me tell you what, he's bringing suit against the state of New Jersey. If you go to the National Justice Party, which is a fabulous site, I mean, an absolute fabulous site. There's a lot of young guys there, 18, 20, 21, 22, 25, that are current serving and former military. You have the cream of the crop there. You have a lot of the elite forces there, Army Rangers, Navy SEALs, Air Force Special Ops. But anyway, that's the National Justice Party. They have this article about our friend. He's an attorney in New Jersey. In the article, the name of the article says, New Jersey, white public defender suffering racial abuse files discrimination lawsuit. We were supposed to talk about that with Sam Dixon tonight. You're the great attorney out of Atlanta, but he can't come on tonight. So we're probably going to talk about that next week. But I just want to mention this. If you go into, once again, and I'm repeating myself, go into NJP, National Justice Party, you pull up this white public defender suffering racial abuse files discrimination lawsuit. Listen, he is getting ready. Our friend is getting ready to tear their tail up because, listen, this is a guy. We always think of Yankees of being, you know, Jewish goats, self-hating white cucks. Surely, if he works as a defender with the New Jersey people, you know, if he works in anywhere in New Jersey, he's got to be a cuck. He has to. He's probably a Democrat, you know. He worships Israel and Jews. He hates white people. Oh, you know, all the cliches, just a little liberal, you know, but that's not true. He's being, and you always think about discrimination from the federal government on white people. Well, this discrimination is coming from the state of New Jersey against our buddy. He filed a suit. And before I go back to, I'm just going to cover a little bit of this. A female office employee accused him of leering at her in an elevator. They got that against him. By the way, on the internet, that the New Jersey State Internet, they're calling our friend all kinds of vicious anti-Italian slurs. I mean, this vicious slurs. Anyway, we're going to try to discuss this article next week when Sam Dixon come on. But I promised him I'd bring that up, and I saw it. I'm very proud of our friend. He's an officer. Our friend, he is of the National, what is that? I've got a little card here. here somewhere, the name of the organization. I'm very, very proud of him. He's a founding, he bore on the board of the Free Expression Foundation. You need to look that up. The Free Expression Foundation. I personally, I've donated once before. I'm going to donate to the Free Expression Foundation and to the National Justice Party. Go in and research those people. Next week, we're going to talk more about that in depth. But anyway, I wanted to get that. I promised him to do that. I knew Sister Nancy, something was nagging at me that I forgot, and that was buried in my notes. So I got that covered. And our buddy deserves all the praise he can get. But go ahead, back to you, Sister Nancy.
Okay, well, I'm going to start on a little different topic. Well, it's in a way, it's really related to what you're talking about. Tomorrow, Sunday, is Father's Day. And I was fortunate because I had a wonderful father. But let us look at how our white men are portrayed in the controlled media. Weak, and always deferring to blacks and females. I'm going to give you an example of one that I thought was really telling. You've got water pouring through the ceiling of a room where a man and woman are standing. The man asks the woman, "What do we do?" Question mark. Now, this is not the action of a real man. This is a wimp. Please don't let our men become like women, or is it too late? This is just disgusting that our white men are portrayed as just lower. They're not even able to make decisions about a leak in the ceiling. They have to ask a woman, "What are we going to do? What do we do?" Anyway, this is just one example. We see it all the time where white men are asking blacks how to do an operation or how to work on a car, how to pay a bill, how to play a game. It's really disgusting. Again, Monday is another day that people are supposed to close up shop because it's a federal holiday, Juneteenth, which they're trying to tell us is the end of was supposed to be the day of end of slavery. But I have to tell you, people, this was only a day that was celebrated in one city in Texas. Now it is a federal holiday, and they're trying to tell us that this proved that this was a day in which slavery ended. This was only applicable to one town in Texas. Now, like I say, Monday, the post office and everything will be closed up. Another holiday for the blacks. The whites don't get holidays because we're unworthy. We're really unworthy. And back to a medieval term that I brought up to Eddie, and we're going to be using it maybe more frequently. I've been watching like Henry VIII and different programs about the royalty, and the medieval term, which I think is very, very applicable to U.S., we can call them the groom of the stool, which is a term that was used for wiping the butt of the king, someone who actually was looking for special benefits, and sometimes they got special benefits for taking that position because it was very intimate with the king. But this is what we're doing. We are the groom of the stool for Israel, and we've been doing that for years. We've been wiping their butt. We've been covering their atrocious behavior. We've been covering their violence against the Palestinian people, their murder of the Palestinian people, their aggression and taking over the land. We have never been able to stand up and say that they've ever done anything illegal. I think my brother did some research years ago that in the UN, when anything is ever brought up against Israel, we, America, always votes against anything that has to do with censoring Israel. So there we go. We're cleaning their butt. We're wiping their butt. And we are just part of their, we're just one of their peons, basically.
Yes. You know, I was, while you were talking about Israel, there's something here I've read this one thing. I'm going to read this one statement, but it needs to be read at least once a month. And I'm going to read another one that I don't think we read before concerning Israel. And this was our, and you know, earlier we were talking about, you know, cucks, people in here, and see if I can get this going right. Anybody that's in the so-called movement, and I don't even know how we say a movement, anybody that's in, that's a white person and you're awake and you're one of our brethren, and you're on page with us, the way we, the, you know, the way we think, our religion, our views on race. If you also know that there is current white ethnic cleansing going on right now. Right now, it's ethnic cleansing in the United States. It will be ethnic genocide if it continues on, and it looks really bad for us, because it looks like it's going to continue no matter what politicians we get. So that's why I say we have to divorce ourselves from the current paradigm, the way we think in the matters of politics, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, name names. People say don't punch to the right. I don't consider punching to the right, because when you're a double agent, when you are a misinformation agent, when you're a mole, controlled opposition, and I consider a traitor, really, to some of these people. And I'm going to name them again. Matter of fact, Sam Dixon named him today. Jared Taylor, for one. I'm going to read this here. He has this magazine called American Renaissance, a rag, you know. He says, and I think Jared Taylor is one of the most dangerous moles and misinformation agents, double agents we have in the United States, because he's brilliant. He has so many people following him. Trip over themselves to go to Montgomery Bell, to his wonderful dinners. Mm-hmm. I've been up there. Mm-hmm. But here's what he says. American Renaissance has taken an implicit position on Jews by publishing Jewish authors and inviting Jewish speakers to American Renaissance conferences. It should be clear to anyone that Jews have from the onset been welcome and equal participants in our efforts. That's Jared the Jew, crypto Jew Taylor. I do not like that guy. Can't stand him. He's leading our, anybody that's associated with him. If you're associating with Jared Taylor and you claim to be one of us, you need to get him to go, because you're living a lie. He tries to blame everything on the blacks, you know, but the blacks couldn't do nothing here if we weren't controlled by a Zio government, a Zio controlled Jew government. Here's something else I'll read. So don't tell me Jared Taylor is one of us. If you do, you're an idiot, or you're just getting some kind of benefit from him. Because if you don't name the Jew, you're either stupid or you're a controlled opposition. Here's the thing. Here's something else. This is Manny Friedman from the Times of Israel. Let's be honest with ourselves here, fellow Jews. We do control the media. We've got so many dudes up in the executive offices and all the big movie production companies, it's almost obscene. Just about every movie or TV show, whether it be Tropic Thunder or Your Enthusiasm, whatever that is, is riffed with Jewish actors, with our directors, writers who are Jewish. Did you know that all 8 major film studios are run by Jews? But that's not all. We also control the ads that go on all those TV shows. Once again, that's Manny Friedman, the Times of Israel. They brag about it. But see, if we read this, we're anti-Semitic. And I'm going to say, Sister Nancy, I don't give a damn. Punching to the right, punching to Jared Taylor is not punching to the right. That's exposing a damn traitor. Am I wrong there, Nancy? I don't want to put you on the spot. But, I mean, how, you know, anybody with 11th education, 11th grade education, can look around and see that the Jews totally control everything. Just go to the Goyim Defense League. Look at all those posters. Look at all the evidence. They completely control the pharmaceutical companies, the State Department, the Congress, the Senate, the universities. I hear the break. We've got to transition to the third hour now. People, hold on to your seat. We'll be right back.